in fact, already talking. Sorry, that was sort of a human idiom. I said that to suggest we should talk about matters underneath the surface.
The surface of what? Oh!
She nodded to herself.
I understand. We have arrived at the time when you search for the politest possible way to accuse me of being an Imperial spy.
How did you... Do you have equations that predict human behavior?
I would be the Emperor if I did. But there is no need. Human faces are expressive, and yours is not a difficult one to interpret. And I can hardly fault you for being suspicious. You do not know me well, or any given, I would wager. And I was most recently in the employ of the Empire for an extended period, however unwilling. A certain amount of suspicion is warranted. I take no offense.
Well, I suppose that's good. I'm glad you're not offended and that you're willing to discuss it so frankly. But I'm not reassured. The invasive code you predicted would be there, and was there, could have been placed in the ship's system by you far more easily than by someone else in the system who barely had time to realize we were here.
You are assuming that someone is manually inserting the code rather than the code existing on the net and executing on an automatic trigger. But as you are speaking of mere possibilities rather than likelihoods, you are correct, Luke Skywalker. I also could have taken over the entire ship whenever I wished, for your security is laughably easy to circumvent. Do you see the flaw in your reasoning? If I had wanted to ensure that we were captured by the Empire, why did I not move more slowly in the sewers on Dedan? Or shut down the ship in the Nanthri system so that we would be captured by pirates? Or disable us in Dalang, and then simply wait for the Empire to pick us up?
I never said you wished us to be captured by the Empire.
Ah! So you believe I have some other goal in mind. What might that be?
The theory I favor at the moment is that you want to learn the location of the Rebel fleet. That's the only intelligence goal that would justify an elaborate plot like this. By tracking our communications, you hope to find out something useful. You're waiting for us to contact Alliance personnel. Drusil Beforan nodded.
I see. Your reasoning is sound. The Empire would indeed do almost anything to discover where the Rebels are hiding. And if I already know the location of the Rebel fleet, would that allay your suspicions about my loyalties?
My guts turned cold. Are you posing a hypothetical question about my reaction? Or are you saying you actually know the location?
I do not know its precise location. But I can make an educated guess based on my insider's knowledge of current Imperial fleet deployments, then subtracting the majority of occupied worlds and continuing to eliminate other such variables until we arrive at a manageable number. The Rebel fleet is in the Outer Rim.
A relieved chuckle escaped my throat. She didn't know anything dangerous. Of course it is. Everyone knows that. All those unoccupied systems to hide in makes it obvious.
But a large number of unoccupied systems can be eliminated through modal reasoning matrices, logistics loop theory, and the high probability that the Alliance would use only known hyperspace routes.
You lost me in the middle there.
Then I shan't dwell on the methodology. But had I wished the Rebel fleet discovered, I would have already told the Empire to search the Zaja, Kowak, or Pentura systems. My analysis points to one of them.
The cold feeling returned. If she had told the Empire that, they would have indeed found the Alliance around Orto Plutonia and the Pentura system. I didn't bother to dispute her analysis. I have no talent for lying. My best option was to keep silent and confirm nothing.
Your silence is telling, Luke Skywalker.
Are all Gibbon capable of analyzing fleet movements the way you are? I asked. Because if so, the Empire could ask any of them for help, or coerce them, which was more likely.
Most are capable of the basic functions, but I hope you will not think it immodest if I proclaim myself to be unusually accomplished in probability theory. It has useful applications in cryptography, and I cannot imagine that anyone else would be privy to the secrets that I was during my ersatz employment with the ISB. I have knowledge of where the Empire has searched, and can guess where they will search next with a high degree of probability, since they lack imagination and distrust the power of randomization.
That would be useful information.
I will be delighted to share it with you when I am successfully reunited with my family.
You can predict Imperial fleet movements, but you're keeping it to yourself? Sharing it now could save lives.
And if I have nothing to trade, I could lose mine.
I understood her position, but it was frustrating to run up against self-interest when a team effort would serve everyone better. Still, I could press her regarding the math she had willingly taken on earlier. Did you finish your probability calculation regarding Imperial pursuit before we get to Kupo?
I did. It's possible they will appear, but unlikely. We will make it to the surface. Getting off it again without Imperial efforts to find us is much less likely.
I nodded, privately thinking that she might spur those Imperial efforts herself. We were headed to the residence of a Kupoan spy.